Hey everybody, thanks for checking out this bonus episode of the Friendly Fire Podcast. Myself and Preston of the Real Draft Bunks got to go to PAX East this year, and this is just a raw audio collection of our thoughts on things immediately after the show, and also getting a few interviews with some people who were at the show on Sunday, just getting their thoughts on the show and any demos that may have stuck out. So the audio is a little bit raw. Just keep that in mind, but it was a really good time, and these are really fun talks. Everyone was really great, and thanks for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, share us, all that fun jazz, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
So what was your favorite thing at the show this past weekend?
Walking around, being a goofball, and taking photos with people.
I think it should be clear that we are talking to the Arizona tea.
Yeah, right. Arizona green tea with honey and ginseng. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have a favorite game you got to play? Or
30XX.
Yeah?
I am a big Mega Man X fan.
Yeah.
God, we did some coverage talk about it just now, and it is so slick.
Yes, you can do so much. I warmed up to playing Dead Cells, and I've really been enjoying Dead Cells. And from that, 30XX has mechanics where you can get buffs and everything, pick up gear, pick up money, go to the next levels and defeat the bosses and absolutely wipe them out.
Yeah.
It's Mega Man X on steroids.
Yeah. Did you get to try out the creator at all?
The level creator?
Yeah.
I've never been big on level making.
I haven't been either, but it looks like they're going to be some really neat, like, community created stuff. I won't probably ever create anything, but I'm excited to see what other people create.
It's very nice that that's an option.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think it just, you know, it's going to add to playability, right? Even if you're not making levels, there's going to be stuff from the community.
Infinite game.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
But thank you so much for stopping and chatting with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Gosh, what is my favorite of the day?
I know my favorite of the day.
Okay, so today we got to see Wrestle Story.
WrestleQuest. There's no story, you're right.
I did it, shit. We got to talk to Wrestle Story, Arcadian Atlas, 30XX. What is that guy's... What is the strategy game called?
Homeseek. Which I think is a really smart name, right? Because the other half of it is this people being homesick, and it's
I think so. I think you're right.
Death Roads.
Shumi. Yeah, we ended up talking to quite a few people.
We did.
You know what's weird? I think the one that I'm most looking forward to actually picking up is Shumi.
Yeah.
It is the one with the least time spent. But I know that I'll just, like, sink into it and just enjoy the comfortable exploration. It's just Breath of the Wild. You know, a small Breath of the Wild without combat. And I'm happy with that. That's all I need. But a close second is probably the strategy.
That Homeseek. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of that wasn't even necessarily the game itself, but just, like, the clear passion of the developer.
Yeah.
He was super into it and really just, like, I think he would have kept us there another 2 hours.
Easily.
Yeah. And, like, I felt honestly really bad when that other group came up for their appointment. I don't even know if it was an appointment. He seemed crestfallen when I said, no, it's fine, y'all can take over, I think I've seen enough of this game. He seemed genuinely disappointed, even though we had probably spent the longest with him out of anybody.
Easily, yeah.
But again, like, not a dig at him at all. He was super nice.
Absolutely lovely.
And friendly. And the game is really, really fun. As much as a strategy game is really fun.
In 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Tops.
What about you?
Not surprising at all, my favorite thing was Death Roads Tournament. I'm so excited to get my hands on that game. I didn't realize they were doing an early access, the day we get back from PAX. Mm-hmm. And I have that day off of work. I know what I'm doing on Monday. I think it's Monday. Is Monday the 28th? They said the 28th. Might be Tuesday. So regardless, I'm picking that up for early access, hands down. No questions asked. I was in love with it on my second run. I was like curious on my first run, and I think part of my maybe apprehension on that first run was I picked something that was maybe a little more involved on the tactics end of things without knowing their systems that well. But the second one where I just kind of went with the first driver and the first car they recommend, oh, dude, it clicked so much harder. I was a really big fan. I think the thing, the unknown thing, like the most unknown quantity that I'm most excited for is now Wrestle Story.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what that was coming into it. It was just announced yesterday. It was just the first day of PAX. And that was a great run through. I had a really good time with that little 20-minute demo they had. And also just another really nice, genuine guy that we got to talk to, Steve. And, you know, Connecticut guy, so you can't pass it up.
You got to support local.
Absolutely.
I think Wrestling Storm
has a lot of promise. I'm really curious if how much of the game is built out beyond what we saw today. Is this, you know, a vertical slice or whatever that term is? Or do they have is that kind of quality going to be actually produced across the entire scope of the game?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, who knows exactly where they're at on polish, but if I remember right, he said that's been in development for 3 or maybe 4 years at this point, so.
Which is crazy that no one has heard about this yet.
They kept it under wraps. Yeah. They did a good job.
Yeah, and that is Wrestle Story.
Wrestle Story.
Not Wrestle Quest.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about Wrestle Quest before PAX is over, but today was Wrestle Story.
I did not powerbomb Steve. I may powerbomb someone in Wrestle Quest.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, that was the end of, I guess, day two, but really our day one PAX East.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Chamber of Valorant fame. How's the show been for you so far?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your pick rate in the pro scene this past season?
Well, I've actually only played Valorant once and I hated it.
Well, your cosplay is immaculate for
But I'm with Brimstone and Jet over there, and
everyone's fantastic.
We got a KJ and a Sage. So.
Oh, you got a full squad.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, awesome. If I see you at some other point with the full squad, I might try and stop and get a picture with you.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just going around asking people what their favorite thing at the show has been so far.
Oh my gosh. For me, personally, is actually being able to meet Cat Icarus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love his channel and stuff. So he said he was going to be at PAX on the floor before a show tonight. And I put on a cosplay for a game he reviews and does a lot. So it was really cool to be able to find him on the floor and be able to meet him.
That's awesome. I didn't know he was going to be here.
Yeah, he is. He has a show later. So here, I think he already left, but he was here. Yeah.
Ooh, awesome. Honestly, it's been hanging out with my friends, seeing all the cosplay, all the games, just everyone enjoying the hobby of gaming in all of its forms. It's just really, it's really cool. I don't know, there's nothing quite like it from where I'm from. It's just, I don't know. Sum up, it's just cool. All right?
Yeah, big same.
It's just cool.
Absolutely. I understand that because it was my first PAX, so the welcome home setting was just, it feels so great. Is there a particular demo that stood out to y'all?
I actually personally didn't get a chance to play a lot of the games because I usually come to do cosplay stuff.
Right.
But my friend actually just played one of the rhythm games downstairs. Hang on, I actually have like the card for it. I can't remember the name. Something Felicity. Let's see if I can get the name.
I saw three or four rhythm games.
Yeah, you're like, oh gosh, which one?
Which one?
Oh, this one right here. Felicity's Door. So that one looked really fun. I was watching him play it just now and I was like, okay, I'm actually intrigued. So I put my vote towards that. Also, Anton Blast.
Yeah,
Anton Blast too.
Anton Blast.
Yeah, that one really great. Looks like it's gonna be super fun. Kind of looks like Wario Land style.
Okay.
Very fun platformer, very chaotic. Good stuff. So those are my two votes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, best demo. I don't know if it was a release game or if this was like a demo for a DLC, but there was one game where you got to like fight against each other with like three other people. You got to play as like Mecha Godzilla.
The building.
You got to play as a building. Oh, I loved it so much. I got to beat everyone up as a building. It was great.
As a building?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a skyscraper or something. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I played as a resort, so, you know, I was relaxed. I was chilling out. And then, wham! I got everyone.
Yeah.
No pressure, but you want to share your names? Or?
Oh, my name's Katie.
Mason. Mason? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so it's technically the beginning of the last day, but we didn't get a chance last night to do this. So, Preston, what was your favorite thing yesterday at PAX?
My favorite thing that we got to do yesterday at PAX. Yesterday was such a whirlwind again. It's hard to remember what we even did. I want to say like the favorite thing that was probably Demon School in terms of like it just felt nice. They had like a little media room and the white void. The white void, and you could go and hang out in there and play the game, and it was I don't know. It was just the game is so good, and I'm looking forward to it. And this is the second time seeing it played, and it still seems awesome. And it kind of like made me more excited getting to see it again rather than for the first time.
Right.
Man, what all did we get to see yesterday?
We got to see Salvage and Pacific Drive, and
It's like Pacific Drive was one of the best in terms of like the spontaneity of the conversation and interview. Right. We didn't have a meeting with them, but really, I mean, the Salvage guys were all so cool.
Yeah.
That now that you remind me of that, that was probably my favorite thing was speaking with Matt and the rest of the team and getting to know, very briefly getting to know them, you know, and considering the setting.
Yeah.
But they were just so cool.
They were just the most genuine people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement that my favorite singular thing was getting to talk with Matt and getting to hear about Salvage Deep Space. I backed it. I'm very excited to get to play that with some friends. Hopefully we can get some footage of that for some content down the road once it finally gets in our hands. But I think my favorite game to play was Pacific Drive.
Yeah. You know,
I remember seeing the trailer on the State of Play and being like, I'm interested, but I need to know more. And I got what I needed to know yesterday to know that I'm very excited for that game.
Yeah, the team was just like really enthusiastic about explaining sort of the level of detail that they wanted to go to while also setting expectations very clear and saying like, don't expect SnowRunner, but do expect more consequences for going off-road.
Right.
And it definitely kind of contextualized the entire game for us whenever it seemed like sort of this nebulous, I don't really understand what they're going for, and now I feel very concrete in saying we know the details of this.
Yeah, and because of that, I am excited. Those details were things I liked hearing and made me want to get into the game more than the first trailer we saw did.
Yeah, so good, good.
Absolutely. Well, I think you can expect some interviews from some other showgoers today, but that was Preston and I's highlight for the Saturday end of the show.
We will have some more for day three, and again, hopefully we'll be able to grab some people and say, hey, speaking of this thing,
just for a minute or two, a few questions. So all right,
so we're here at the fourth day of PAX. I'm just stopping random people and getting their thoughts on the show so far. What's the favorite thing you've seen over these last few days?
I really did get to appreciate the Dread XP booth. I really appreciate all their games over there, like Sucker for Love and Amanda the Adventurer. I kind of have a very nice niche for horror games, and they were someone that really stuck out to me this year, personally.
Fantastic. Would you be willing to share your name? You don't have to.
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, well, thank you very much for stopping. So we're here at the fourth day of PAX, and I see you've had a four-day badge. What's your favorite thing you've seen so far?
So far, I liked sitting down at the PAX Arena. I liked watching the Splatoon. Yesterday was Smash. Smash was really cool. I like to come with friends to play. I can't pronounce it, but this board game with the discs. I think it's Chronicle.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Definitely. Super. Like I said, it's kind of expensive, but every time I come to visit, we'll play a few games. So that's fun. Just catching up with old friends. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there a demo you've played that really stood out?
A demo that I played that I'm excited about? I did play Friends versus Friends.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So like first-person shooter with like card game mechanics.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that is pretty exciting, yeah.
I haven't had a chance to stop at that booth. So
yeah, it's going to be, I think, a little bit over there. Yeah.
Did you want to share your name? You don't have to.
I go online by Jank Hank.
Jank Hank?
Yeah.
All right.
Jank Hank, yep.
All right, there. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. Hey, Preston.
Hey, Ryan.
What are we doing?
Leaving PAX, unfortunately.
So sad.
Yeah. We are on our way back home about, 30, 40 miles out, maybe?
Oh, to home?
From
PAX? Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So, it's sad.
It is sad. Yeah. But you know what? Let's be happy that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
look forward to next year. This was great. I know this wasn't your first PAX. This was my first. This was both of our first for media.
Sure. Yeah, and it felt good. Again, it was just intimidating as hell.
Yeah.
Going into it.
Especially that first day.
Yeah.
I think by today, we were
much
flowing.
More confident.
We were flowing a little bit more. But yeah, yesterday, the first day, Friday, was definitely a little bit of...
sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you. But everyone was super kind throughout the entire process. And it made us just generally more confident and more comfortable. I don't think I ever lost sight of the fact that no one knows who I am, what I do, or what our outlet is. But it just felt like in every conversation, you still felt seen as a person, you know, in general. It was like the conversations were person to person, not outlet to PR.
Right.
It felt much more authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in the instances where we had those conversations with people about who we were, they seemed genuinely interested most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was super supportive of us, and I hope that we were able to show support for everyone that we talked to, and I think that we were.
I think so. And I think, you know, while that's a lot of these are up in the air for us for the time being, I think that's going to shine through as you and I plan on making a lot of content with a lot of these games.
Right, right.
We really enjoyed ourselves with almost every single thing we played, almost every single demo, whether we talk about it or not, we really did enjoy at PAX.
Yeah, I think one of the things that whenever we sat down to do our emails and check our emails and sort of sign up for stuff for appointments, you know, we wanted to limit ourselves, but at the same time as like limiting how many we did because we didn't know how much we can keep up with, we still kind of like threw shit at the wall. And we were just like, oh, yeah, that one sounds good. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we check it out? And yeah, everything turned out great. Like, there was maybe one or two things that I saw that I wasn't like super impressed with, but everything was good, if not great.
Yeah, and even the things that I could look at and be like, you know, maybe that's not for me, a lot of them still had lines for people waiting to get in for the demo, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like, the support was there for pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
So, what all did you get to do today?
Today, we got to check out Blackout Protocol.
Yes.
Both of us got to see that one.
We got to play with Eric.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy. Hope to see him in the Discord.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We got to play, well, you got to play, I got to record Every Day We Fight.
Every Day We Fight. And that turned into an impromptu dev interview.
Yeah, while playing.
Yeah, he sat down and really kind of gave us the spiel. And so that's going to end up, we were kind of like, yeah, we'll throw together 2 or 3 minutes. I think we'll have a full, like, 20-minute full conversation with the dev there.
Yeah. We got to sit down and play Begone Beasts.
Begone Beasts was great. They're always lovely. Definitely expect a full video interview and sort of coverage for that.
You got to play Goodbye Volcano High.
I did. It was good. Yeah, the writing is incredible, which is, I mean, really what you need in a narrative-based game.
Right.
Everything else can be overlooked. It was just a little... they still have time to polish these things, and, you know, who knows what the build was that I was playing.
Right.
But it would just kind of skip, or animations wouldn't really play in certain points, and so it felt unpolished. But again, that's what the next... doesn't come out till June 15th, so it's got some time left.
Right,
hopefully,
yeah,
to get that covered. And that was another thing where they kind of, like... they had two computers. One was a gaming laptop, I'm assuming, and one was like a rig, and so I think, and I ended up on the gaming laptop, and they kept, I found it kind of strange whenever I first walked up, and they were like, you know, normally we have media over here, normally we have, and they kept bringing up that they were on that game, or on the, like, the big gaming PC, and I was just like, I don't need, we don't need to push anyone out of the spot, we don't need any of that, just whatever's open is open. Don't change up how you're doing the demos for me. And they were just so hesitant about it. And so I wonder if maybe the rig, the laptop that I was playing on
just couldn't keep up with the game very well.
Experienced some issues, possibly.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that's why they kept trying to be like, well, normally we do it. And, I mean, I can see why you would want to put your best foot forward for many outlets.
But of course.
Yeah, we're not going to be that concerned.
No. And I feel like I'm forgetting one. But I thought I was really good about taking notes down.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you are.
Okay.
Because those, I mean, and then from, but other than that, it was like running around trying to get selfies with all the booths.
Yes.
Which was really funny because we did that, all of that this morning as catch up for forgetting to do it. And then we forgot to do it with all the booths that we visited today.
Today,
so,
yeah.
Sorry.
Proceeded to not be perfect in life. but that's okay. Do you have a standout for today? What was your favorite?
Begone Beasts.
Yeah.
Always. I liked the other games. It's just so damn charming and cute, and I'm excited to get a group together and just run through it. Have the dedicated scream run. I like the way that they ended this demo where you fight that boss, which was a true, like, Lovecraftian horror.
It really was.
Boss.
Yeah.
Like, whenever it, out of the context of the game, even within the context of the game, it's kind of like shocking how the art design, it was like basically a bunch of hands kind of sewn together into this giant beast that would open up, you know, its mouth was two hands closed over a gaping maw.
Yeah.
And so, like, it would open up the two hands and, it was really freaky. Like, that's a really strange thing whenever you're kind of going in. And everything else is kind of this cute art style, and you get there, and it is, like, alarmingly terrifying. But then you escape, and you're running down the hallway, and you're just, because you're running, you're screaming, because they go hand in hand.
Right.
And it's just very cute.
Yeah.
And fun. What about you? What was your standout?
Man, honestly, I'm a little torn today. I have two that I really liked, both Blackout Protocol and Every Day We Fight. I might lean Every Day We Fight just because it's a little bit more single-player narrative adventure.
Yeah.
And while I'm sure we're all going to sit down and have a lot of fun with Blackout Protocol,
yeah,
I don't know how long a group is going to stick with it. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah. It was difficult. That was a very hard game.
To be fair, they did say the first level's the hardest. Like, the game slowly gets easier as you unlock more upgrades.
I get the concept behind that, but that seems so weird.
It's
kind of just like an odd, you know, your power leveling, of course you want to, like, grow over. But, like, it seemed almost impassable. I remember there was another group playing, and the guy that we were speaking to about it, he was like, oh, wow, they actually made it kind of far. And it's like, if they're getting to the end of a level,
yeah,
and you're like surprised, that's a little, that might not be the best balancing, right?
And possibly,
But it was good. I enjoyed it, and I think it requires very strict teamwork, and making sure that everyone has each other's backs. There's friendly fire, GameSpot. So
shout out,
yeah. So you have to be like really careful, and you have to actually work together.
You know what? I think that was the dev when I handed them my card. They were like, oh, friendly fire.
Yeah, perfect. Makes sense to me.
No, I mean, I'm definitely going to enjoy Blackout Protocol. I'm probably going to nudge you to get the closed beta, because I think the more people we play the beta, the better the balance will be in the end for that game.
That's true.
Yeah, they're aiming for a fall release of this year.
Yeah, and they are going to be doing a beta over this summer.
I thought theirs might have been sooner. There were a few people we talked to today about closed betas or open betas. And it's and closed only in the effect of you just have to apply on Steam, they said. They said there's no number limit. We just, you have to apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was it.
Oh, but What We Fight For.
Oh. Every Day We Fight.
Every Day We Fight.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's the
such a unique take on
strategy,
a couple
XCOM
of genres,
kind of. Yeah, where they have it to where, as you make your attack, you actually go into a chute.
Yeah, it's almost like Gears of War and XCOM had a baby.
Yeah. That's probably a good way to look at that. And like the aiming and stuff, isn't that great? they kind of did explain it, how your aiming reticle gives you like the
aiming reticle is a visual demark of the percentage chance to hit, basically.
Yeah,
which I think is really a smart way. Yeah,
and once I knew that, because a lot of games don't portray, you know, the randomness of your spray in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that that's why it looked like that. I was just like, okay, put center dot in center.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, you want to put the center dot in the center, but you want to also get it to where as much of the rest of your enemy fills up, much of your enemy fills up the rest of the circle. To like provide the most accuracy,
right?
Or the most chance to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, you're able to kind of like lean over and shoot, and so it just kind
of your line of sight is less strict. You know, there's more variability to your line of sight in this game.
Yeah, it was very, very good. It has a long way to go, I think, though. It needs quite a bit of polish. It needs UX and UI updates. I had a lot of problems with movement.
And the dev was saying,
yes, they understand, and that's why I do feel more comfortable kind of being a little bit harder on it, because like they're aware of all of these things and they're actively working on all these things,
right?
And hopefully it'll be a little bit more, like.
Just polished.
Polished, yeah.
I think that's this is a really rough cut diamond right now.
Yeah.
And if they have the chance to really polish it and shape it, this could be a real gem of a game.
Right.
Genuinely. But yeah, at this stage, it's like just kind of brought out of the earth. Like.
Yeah, and this was the first time they had shown it off to anybody.
Yep.
And so it, you know, of course it's going to be a little shaky.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about some of those details, definitely check out the video that will be up on the DraftPunks YouTube channel.
Yeah, we're going to have...
So we had a very nice dev interview with that guy while Preston was playing.
Yes, and he was super thorough in the conversation.
Avi Winkler.
Thank you. Avi Winkler. I was really grateful. I mean, I thought I knew the mechanics well enough to really get through it, and I did. I could have played through the game,
mm-hmm.
but he still was able to show me like little things that I missed. And again, that's going to come with a tutorial and
right. But in the demo phase right now, that tutorial's not there. So it was very nice to have the dev kind of take fill that role of tutorial for you and really explain. I think the tutorial in the game will really be a marker and a showcase for what is different about it. Because without those instructions, we would have been playing it
probably a lot more XCOM.
Lot more like an XCOM game.
What am I supposed to? How am I supposed to shoot? Why won't this shoot?
Yeah. Like, okay, I guess this is a cool tactics game.
Actively do all.
Yeah, but no, he's with the the instruction and demonstration of the unique mechanics behind this game.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Again, even if they put it out right now in the state that it's in on, like, early access or something, I'd be checking it out. Like, he said that there's going to be a playtest.
Yep.
They're going to do something that's about the first act or something will be available. I'm going to get that, and I'll be perfectly happy with the way it, understanding, you know, there's more polish to come.
Was this the one that was, I think, end of year, maybe early access? Was that the case?
It's definitely still a while. Yeah, end of year early access. He said that they are going to put the demo, they're going to do a little polish, I think, on this demo, and then put it out shortly.
Yes,
but then
that sounds right.
Full early access of the first act didn't come until end of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds right. All right. Well, I guess this is us signing off from...
This is goodbye.
PAX East 2023.
Until next time. I don't know what song that is.
No, it sounds good, though.
Thanks. I should get it written.
I'm sure, I'm sure we can find a publisher for it.
Yeah.
thanks, everybody, for hanging with us throughout this coverage. It was an absolute blast. It may be only our first, but it will absolutely not be
our last. It was a real joy for me. I know the rest of the Friendly Fire crew was very jealous that I got to go and they couldn't. So
same thing with Draft Punks.
The God willing, someday we can all make it to one of these, and it will we'll take it over.
Yeah.
If we had all of Friendly Fire and all of Draft Punks at one of these,
it'd be a nightmare for everyone else.
Absolute nightmare. Yeah. So so like and subscribe. Links to everything for Draft Punks is going to be down in the description.
Yes. We're going to be doing so much more coverage of this, I think, on both channels.
Yeah.
And just sort of like, you know, cross-producing a lot of this. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Subscribe to everything.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. And we'll be back soon with more.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're here at the fourth day of PAX. I was just wondering what, like, the favorite thing you've seen at the show today.
Today?
Well, over the 4 days. Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
My brain's a little fried.
Let's see. For me personally, I've enjoyed the Nintendo areas and the Nintendo Play.
Yeah, the
lab
Play
booth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just checking out everything that there is to check out. Like, so many things and so many things coming that makes me... Like, now I'm going to get an Oculus because there's a game.
There's a lot of VR stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and then just see what's coming on the horizon and how things are progressing.
Yeah.
So it's very...
The hype booth was cool. They had some really cool PC cases and whatnot. Excellent, excellent stuff. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting one of those. So, start building a PC.
Heck yeah. Is there any particular, like, one demo that really stuck out in your brains?
Ooh.
I think it was like Lost Eidolons. It's like an indie game.
Oh, yeah.
Strategy. It was really fun. I was just like, I didn't expect it from that. An indie title, and I think it's out now on Steam. So
I found it better on the PC than on the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
It was easier to understand and manage and figure out how to progress on it.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you don't have to. Would you want to share your names?
My name is Robin Lawrence.
And I'm Mark.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're just walking around here at the last day of PAX. I'm just interviewing random people and wondering what their favorite thing at the show has been so far.
I definitely have to say all of the over there, like the big boy booths, like Intel and everybody, they've been really cool. They're really informative. They also do like raffles and giveaways and stuff.
Yeah.
They've been really cool, so I would say that.
Any particular demos stand out to you?
I would say the Dead Island 2.
Dead Island 2?
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. Okay. It's really cool. Awesome. Hyped for it, so yeah.
Awesome. You don't have to, but your name?
I'm Ryan.
Ryan?
Yep.
I'm also Ryan.
Hey!
Look at that.
So many Ryans here.
I tried calling his name earlier and like 18
people.
Yeah.
On one line.
Yeah.